anyway. I cringed away from the blaring bass, already second-guessing my choice to come. Perhaps sensing that, Miyaka looped her arm through mine, pulling me to the bar. She typed out our drink orders on her phone, and we carried our glasses carefully through the crowd. This is supposed to be fun, I told myself. Just try. This makes life better for your sisters. It could do the same for you. How can you think in here? I whispered into Elizabeth's ear. She placed her lips next to my ear and answered, The point is not to think. Relax, Miyaka signed. This is no different than walking down a crowded street. And I tried. I did. I had two drinks, hoping to take the edge off my nerves. I danced with Miyaka, which was fun until we garnered so many admirers intent on pressing themselves against us that it lost all its charm. I even tried just focusing on the music, something that should come naturally to a siren, but the way it blasted through the speakers turned it all into noise. I watched the strange way some people moved toward Elizabeth as if she were a magnet on the dance floor. It was no surprise that she could hook someone without a word. We truly were the most beautiful girls in the room, and when Elizabeth turned her full attention on a boy, he was helpless. First, she picked one who was eventually pulled away by his friends to hit up another bar. Even without her song, he put up a little fight to stay until they wrestled him out the door. Her second choice had more to drink than she realized, and he passed out at their table. But after two miserable hours, she came walking by again, an obviously drunk guy on her arm. Don't wait up, she signed, disappearing with him out the door. I turned to Miyaka, eyes pleading. She grinned and nodded, and with that, we headed home. You tried, she signed as we walked down the sidewalk. I thought we'd lose you before we got in. You nearly did, I confessed. Now I know for sure. The club scene is not for me. Do you think you'd come to a house party or something? We get invited to lots if we walk across campus at the right time. My signs were hesitant. Baby steps. Clicking down the row of clubs in our heels garnered whistles from some and applause from others. I subconsciously placed a hand over my cleavage, though it really did no good. Miyaka grinned to herself, standing a little taller as she walked, and I wondered if part of the charm of this lifestyle for my sisters was simply being seen. Most days we kept to ourselves, and during our singing, the picture we painted was nothing but a lie. At least, like this, someone saw us live. Though for me, it felt less like being seen and more like being viewed. When we got to the house, I didn't bother to take off Elizabeth's dress before running out the back door and hopping into the water. Colin. The ocean surged around me, welcoming and calm. You wouldn't believe the night I just had. Tell me everything. I drew up a mental picture of her resting her chin on her hand, hanging on my every word. Miyaka and Elizabeth like going to clubs, these places where people drink and dance. They've been telling me to get out more, so I finally went with them.
I can't imagine you doing that.
Neither could I, which is why I was uncomfortable the entire time. I'm so happy to be back here. You're nice and quiet. Her water stirred in something close to laughter.
We don't have to talk at all if you don't want to. I'm happy just to hold you.
I sank down, resting on the sandy ocean floor, legs crossed and arms behind my head. I watched the trails of boats crisscrossing and fading along the surface above me. Fish swam by in schools, not spooked by the girl on the ground. So, about 6 months? I asked, my stomach twisting.
Yes, barring some natural disaster or man-made sinking. I can't predict those things.
I know.
Don't start worrying about that yet. I can tell you're still hurting from the last time.
She wrapped me in sympathy. I lifted my arms as if I was stroking her, though of course my tiny body was unable to truly embrace hers. I feel like I never have enough time to get over a singing before the next one comes. I have nightmares, and I'm a nervous wreck during the weeks leading up to it. My chest felt hollow with misery. I'm afraid I'll always remember how it feels.
You won't. In all my years, I've never had a free...